So your marriage is going wrong. It's falling apart. How do you turn it around? How do you win your wife back? Hey, Cody Butler here, marriage coach and founder of Better Marriage. And today I want to talk to you about how do you turn your marriage around. And it's actually fundamentally very, very simple. So let's get straight into it. So in order to understand how to fix your marriage, you have to understand where it's going wrong. And to understand where it's going wrong, we have to go back to the very beginning of the relationship and understand what it was that our wife said yes to, why she chose us, why she said yes to us, and ultimately what has changed in that to make her now look at us as being not such a great option anymore and her wanting out of the relationship. So if we go back to the very beginning of the relationship, there was really only two reasons why our wife said yes to us, why she chose to spend the rest of her life or commit to spending the rest of her life with us. And that was because she loved the way you made her feel. She loved how you felt around her. And the second thing was she saw and believed that a future with you was significantly better than a future without you, and that you were the best option for a future. So that is why she said yes to you. Everything else falls into one of those two buckets. They're subsets of those two buckets. And now if we fast forward 10, 15, 20 years, however long it's been, the marriage is falling apart, the marriage is struggling. It's because this is what has shifted fundamentally. This is what has changed. So if she's saying no to the relationship, no to the marriage, no to you at this point in time, it's because those two things are the exact opposite now. She does not like the way you make her feel. She does not like the way that she feels around you. Now, this could be she doesn't feel heard, she doesn't feel loved, she doesn't feel validated, she doesn't feel appreciated, she doesn't feel understood. Or it could be more nefarious than that. She might not like the way you feel because of the way you talk to her. Maybe you're talking down to her, she feels talked down to, something like that. But regardless of what it is, she does not like the way that you make her feel right now. And the second part of this equation is that she sees, or she's starting to believe, that a future without you is going to be better than a future with you. Now, if we look at that, then this is a really, really big decision for her, right? We tend to minimize the decision that our wife's making, like she's just making these decisions flippantly, or she doesn't care, or she hasn't thought this through. That's erroneous certainty. That's a false preposition to work off of. She has thought this through, and she knows that leaving is a very, very difficult thing. And we have to understand that, because when we do, we can understand how much we're actually falling short in these areas. And as painful as that is to start with, it's understanding how we're falling short and how much we're falling short that's really going to allow us to make the difference. So if she's leaving right now, it's because she doesn't like the way that you're making her feel anymore. And the second part is she sees that a future without you is better than a future with you. Now, if there are children involved, there are finances involved, there's retirement portfolio, stuff like that, this is a big decision. She knows she's doing damage to her children. She knows she's doing damage to herself. She knows she's doing damage to her finances. She knows she's doing damage to her reputation. She knows she's going to have to go back into the dating scene. She's not oblivious to this stuff. She's not just acting like, you know, some kind of moron that hasn't thought this through. She has thought this through. But again, the reality of the situation is she's choosing that over staying with you. So we've got to be honest, and we've got to accept that I've given my wife two choices here. I've given a choice of a shitty life with me or a shitty life without me. And she's choosing the shitty life without you. And that is, like, when we understand that, that is a great thing. And that is a day of awareness and awakening, because now we can see what's going on and we can stop blaming our wives the problem and go, okay, what's going on here? How am I making my wife feel? And we've worked with literally hundreds and hundreds of men now in the Win Your Wife program. And when we are honest about that, and we'll ask the question, go back and have and reevaluate the last 10 interactions that you've had with your wife. How did you make her feel? How did you leave her feeling? And the answer is always not very good, bad, negative, left her in a bad place. She left feeling worse than when the conversation started, so on and so forth. And if your relationship is failing, I'm going to guarantee with a high level of probability that is what is going on in your relationship as well. And she just does not like the way that she feels around you. She just does not like the way that you make her feel. And again, the second aspect of that is, like, she doesn't see that a future with you is a very bright thing. It's a very positive thing. So as men, a lot of times we start out very driven, very ambitious. We got big goals to kick. But the thing is, like, we kick them, we get them, we build the business, we get the income, we get the investment properties, we build the portfolio, we get the security, we got the status symbols, we've got the nice car, the nice clothes, the nice watches, all of that kind of stuff. And we just sit down, open up a bag of chips, crack open a beer, and sit on the couch. And it's like, I'm good, bro. I've got my security, I've got my business, I'm pretty happy where I am, I'm pretty content where I am, I've kicked my goals. And that ambition starts to wane. That ambition disappears. The drive disappears. The motivation disappears. And you start to transition, or have transitioned from a man that is very driven, very confident, very ambitious, which is highly attractive. And this is what your woman, your wife is attaching herself to and going, this man is driven. He's going somewhere. He's doing something. And I want to go along for the ride. An advancing man is very attractive. Everybody is going to be drawn and attracted to an advancing man. But the problem is, we get to a point quite often where we just get comfortable and we just go, I've kicked my goals. I've got it. I've got the security. I've got everything that I want. I've got the house. I've got the kids. I've got everything. And we just stop and we just chill out. But that's not enough for her. That's enough for us. That's what we want. And we have a tendency to look at it and go, well, I've provided you with security. I've provided you with a nice house. I've provided you with whatever it is, right? Fill in your blank. I've provided you. I've been a provider, which for us is very important as a man. And we feel like we're doing a great job. And we just can't understand why our woman is not satisfied, why she's not happy. But the reason is because she's not seeing a place in that life for her anymore. There's no vision for her. There's no room for her. And quite often I'll ask the men that we work with, what's your goal? What do you want out of life? And the answer will be something as simple and really as naive and really as selfish as, I just want to be happy. And it's like, okay, well, let's unpack that for a second. I want to be happy. Where does your wife fit into that vision? Where does your wife fit into that life? What's her role in that? Is she just going to serve you and make your dinner and make your bed and clean your clothes and be your concubine? And is that her role? Is that all that you're presenting for her? And quite often that is it. That is the sole direction and vision that a man has for his life at this point. I just want to be happy, or I would be happy with being happy. Well, that's great. That's great for you, but that does not involve your wife, and your wife can see no room for her in the relationship. That's how she's seeing it. There's no room for me in this relationship, and I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with simply being a tool in his happiness. I need my own happiness. I need my own vision. I need my own life. So you put these two things together, she doesn't feel great around you. She doesn't like the way that you're making her feel anymore. And she's looking at, there's no direction, there's no focus, there's no motivation, there's no vision for her to move forward. There's nothing that she can buy into at this point. Now she starts looking elsewhere and going, okay, well, I don't like how he feels. And to be honest with you, my best chance at a meaningful life for me is outside of this guy. And that's when she starts to look outside of the relationship for her satisfaction, for her happiness. And when this happens, quite often the man starts to blame, the man starts to dig, the man starts to have goes and say, well, why, you know, my wife's causing the problems, my wife's stonewalling me, my wife's not satisfied, she's the one that wants this, and start blaming the woman. And this just creates more and more tension because she knows what's going on. She knows that she's not the one causing the problems. She knows that she's the one that hasn't lost the vision. She knows she's not the one that's changed her communication style necessarily, yet she's getting slammed over here, and she's getting blamed for all of these things. And this just turns into a spiraling downward mess to the point where the relationship just fails. So there is a way out of this. There is a way back, regardless of how bad it is. It's simply understanding what has to happen to emotionally impact your wife in a way that she can see a better future, that she can understand. She loves the way she feels around you again. And we can show you how to do that. So if you're interested in learning more about that, there's a link in the description. Check it out. Schedule a call with us. We have our Win Your Wife Back program. We'll teach you all of this stuff. Check that out if you're interested. If you're not interested in that, awesome. We've got loads and loads of other videos on this channel. They're going to be around here somewhere like that, that can help you turn your relationship around, win your wife back. I hope you watch some of them. I hope you enjoy them, and I hope it makes a difference in your life. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.